From Capital Analytics, I'm Abby Malone, and this is Invest Insights. Every week, we bring you perspectives, business advice, and more from the leading executives, entrepreneurs, and investors who are building, diversifying, and leading the way in the country's fastest-growing metro markets. Real leaders, real insights, right now. These are challenging times. The COVID-19 pandemic has tested our institutions, our businesses, and ourselves in ways many of us could have not predicted. When we started this podcast, we focused on crisis management as the pandemic raged. Season 2 was all about resilience in the face of uncertainty. And our new season will look at what has emerged as the dominating theme of the pandemic, transformation. From products and services and consumer relations to future plans and how these leaders themselves have personally transformed. We'll be going in depth to learn just how much our world has changed. Enjoy.
I'm joined today by Abby Omodunbi, the PNC Bank's Florida economist. Abby, it's wonderful to have another Abby. Welcome.
Thanks so much for having me, Abby.
As PNC Bank's Florida economist, what are your estimations on how Florida will bounce back in 2021 as compared to some of the northeastern states?
Florida's economy has had lighter restrictions compared to other northeastern states. And this has meant that economic activity has been at a much higher level compared to other states. Now, what has been seen being reflected in the unemployment rate? The unemployment rate in Florida is at about 6%, while the unemployment rate in New York is at about 8%. Now, one of the bright features of Florida's economy is that it's a very diverse economy, but it's still very reliant on the services sector. And the services sector bore the brunt of this recession, which we had in 2020. Looking forward, we will get a full recovery by the end of this year. So our forecast is for Florida's economy to return to its pre-pandemic level by the end of this year. And that's mainly due to the fact that, you know, many congregate businesses where people have to congregate, you know, wouldn't return back to normal until the vaccines are rolled out. So there's a lot of pent-up demand, which is going to be unleashed by consumers. And, you know, consumers just haven't really had the opportunity to spend yet because of these lockdowns. So our forecast is for Florida's economy to return to its pre-pandemic level by the end of this year.
We also have a new administration at the helm. What transformations would you like to see on a regulatory front for the banking and financial service industries?
Right. So the banking and financial sector actually was on a very strong footing before this pandemic started. And that was mainly due to the fact that there were so many stringent regulations that were passed after the Great Recession, which banks and the financial sector have benefited from. So banks have very high capital ratios and also liquidity ratios to, you know, just get them ready for stressful situations. Going forward, my suggestion will be that, you know, when another stimulus bill is passed, that, you know, loans are directed to the small and mid-sized businesses that need them the most. So that'll be my advice for the incoming administration.
You just mentioned a possible other stimulus package. Do you think that we will get it? And is it essential for economic recovery right now?
All right. So one of the reasons why we've made so much progress now from an economic standpoint has been because of the aggressive stimulus measures passed by both Congress and the Federal Reserve. So there have been, you know, several rounds of stimulus passed, which is, you know, boosted consumer spending and, you know, had us make so much progress so far. Going forward, it's extremely important for us to get additional stimulus. And this is because there are many sectors and, you know, industries are still struggling right now. The restaurant industry is struggling, airline industry is struggling, you know, hotel industry is struggling. So it's extremely imperative for there to be additional stimulus passed by the current administration for there to be a full recovery. Now, if stimulus isn't passed, it's going to be a very sluggish recovery. So it's extremely important for there to be additional stimulus passed to make this recovery strong.
What is your outlook for the housing market in 2021 as it pertains to Florida?
All right, so the housing sector has been one of the bright spots of the U.S. economy for the past year. It's really led to this economic recovery we've had. And, you know, we saw very strong house price growth, residential house price growth in 2020. And we expect to see house price growth again in 2021, but less than what we saw in 2020. Florida has also had very strong house price growth. And, you know, the house price growth has been supported by strong demand due to the extremely low mortgage rates and also by strong consumer balance sheets. Some of the bright spots in Florida has been the Tampa market, for example, you know, that has seen very strong gains in the past year. Orlando and Miami have also seen strong gains in the past year. So looking forward, we expect growth in the residential housing sector to continue, but at a slower pace than what we experienced in 2020.
Part of that puzzle are the snowbirds. Florida traditionally has our snowbirds. I'm based in Miami. They come down during the winter season. And we've seen that trend throughout the past number of decades. But do you believe that this trend will continue in a post-pandemic world? And how will that affect the Florida economy?
Right. Like you mentioned, so the population dynamics in Florida were very solid even before this pandemic started. There has been solid in-migration. So folks relocating from other states into Florida because it's a very attractive economy and just attractive place to live. There are tax benefits. There's no personal income tax. You know, and it's also a very diverse economy. So one of the things we've seen during this pandemic has been that many companies have been very flexible with their working arrangements, which has resulted in many employees working from home. Now, it remains to be seen if these policies are going to remain once the pandemic ends, you know, if companies are more open to their employees working from home permanently, then we're going to see economies like Florida benefit from this in the long run.
And this year has been definitely a transformative one. And while it has transformed us on the professional side, it also transformed us on the personal side. How have you transformed this past year?
Right. So it's been a very challenging 2020. Over 20 million jobs were lost in March and April last year. Close to 500,000 people have lost their lives due to this health crisis. So it's been challenging on many fronts for a lot of people and a lot of businesses. Personally, it's really just given me the opportunity and just made me just really more thankful, you know, about family, you know, about having good health and things like that. I think one of the things I've had to adjust has been working from home. So, you know, this has been my office for the past year since last March. So, you know, that was a challenge initially because I love being around people. I get energized by being around people. But, you know, it was a challenge to adjust to it initially. But, you know, I found a way to maintain high productivity levels even while working from home. But again, just looking at just everything that has happened, you know, I think it's really made me just very thankful for like life, health, and family.
You have been listening to Invest Insights. Be sure to follow, rate, and review this podcast to hear more. I'm Abby Malone. Thank you for tuning in.